I'm joined by my co-host, Shane Mata. Shane, welcome everyone.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We're glad to have you today. So we had a little bit of a change up. I know at the end of last show, we were talking about having John G. Olson as our guest, but we had some scheduling conflicts. And but we are going to address a topic that is popular right now, which is Splinterlands. They've had a pretty good run up lately. And so we've invited our other guest.
Before we bring him on, I want to say that Splinterlands exploded. Shane's downplaying it a little bit here. But I jumped on Twitter like midweek, and all of a sudden, like everything that I saw was like Splinterlands this and Splinterlands that. And then people were like doing pictures of the graphs of it kind of doing this and then going pew, like that. And I was like, I know someone who's on Splinterlands. And so that someone is actually my son, Jordan Navarrete. We talked about him on last week's show where I kind of mentioned a little bit about what he was doing. I had no idea that this was going to happen. And so I let him know. I'm like, hey, there's something going on with Splinterlands. I don't know what's going on, but everybody's talking about it. So this kind of really leans into like the unexpectedness of participating in the crypto content creation space and being a content creator, even if it's in gaming, there's an opportunity for value. So welcome, Jordan, to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Splinterlands, I got into it because I like to play card games. I've been playing, when I was younger, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon, and then my friends wanted me to play Magic the Gathering, and I got into that for a little bit. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fun. And then now I'm here learning about trading card games and cryptocurrency, and now I'm kind of hesitant to play the other card games now because I'm not earning anything from playing those. So this is a huge game breaker, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. So was it very difficult for you to get the hang of how to play the game? Because each monster that you, each card has different types of abilities, right? Is it similar to the other games that you were playing?
Yes, almost similar. A little bit easier, actually, because Magic the Gathering, there's so many different effects that tie into each other. And then I've played Hearthstone, which is Blizzard, a Blizzard game, and that's a simplified version of that. So this was pretty easy to get. But for a beginner, a newbie who's not really into card games, I could see a little bit of hesitation because it's difficult to get into. But once you're into it, it's super easy.
I know, like when I first started, I tried playing it. I really tried, but I never got into it. So it took me a while to figure out how to position the monsters and how to have one in the front to take all the abuse, and then, you know, how to put them in.
No idea what they're talking about. If you're like me and have no idea what they're talking about, it's okay. Don't feel like you're the only one that doesn't know. But I love the fact that they're playing a game and earning crypto from it. So I'm fascinated. Carry on.
Yeah. Well, it's like Dungeons and Dragons or MMORPG. You'll have a tank in the front, and then you have the spellcasters in the middle or in the back, and then the DPS somewhere in there too. And so that's how I set my positions for the cards. I would always have the tank up front, and then the mages in the middle, and then the rangers in the back. There are some cards where it's like, okay, well, this card is just a burn card, so I'll just put him in the front as just a tank, and then everything else in the back will do all the damage. Or I'll have status effect cards that could dismantle the other team pretty much, and then I walk my way to victory. So there's a lot of strategy if you want to get into that. But at some point, I'm just clicking a tank, mage, range, okay, go, and see what I get.
Okay. How are you doing as far as moving up the ranks and earning extra cards, or, you know, what kind of prizes have you picked up?
I picked up from a daily quest, random. It took all day for me to complete, which is you win 5 matches, and that's how you complete the daily quest. And the daily quest always changes. But this one I was having a real tough time with, and I couldn't figure out why it was so difficult. And then at the end, when I finally won, I got a Yoden Zaku card, which is a summoner of the fire class. And I looked at the market, it was worth $70. When I got it, and I thought, whoa, I couldn't believe it. since the market exploded, it went up to $250, and I thought, wow. And then as the market frenzy continued, the price went up to $400.
Holy cow.
So I thought I had quite a card here. Mm-hmm. I've been renting it out just because I don't really, I mean, yeah, it's useful, but I'm not enough power to get to the next tier. So I thought, okay, I'll just rent it out. And mm-hmm. I've been getting Dark Energy Crystal from renting them out.
Mm. Yeah, so Dark Energy Crystal is the token that gets awarded to you in the game. It's not Hive, right? But it's basically your currency.
Yeah, and you can actually use the Dark Energy Crystal in the in-game market to rent cards or buy card skins, which make the card look different or shiny. And it has its own place on the crypto market as a currency.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's wait. Let me jump in here real quick. Mm-hmm. Let me bust pause here a moment, because Jordan just said that he played a game that he earned the reward was this card that was already highly valuable. And then all of a sudden, because the market exploded, it's now worth many times what it was when he earned it through gameplay. Think about this, folks. Think really quickly about this. If you have kids who are into card games or who are into games in general, this might be something, or if you're an adult, we game. I'm a grown up and I game. I don't play card games, but I do game. But if you're someone who likes to game, why not consider coming over here to Hive and participating in this space and potentially earning something that could be more than a little coin in your pocket?
Yeah. Do you see yourself playing this long term? Is it something that would interest you?
Yes.
Or are they adding features to it? Or what's
yes,
your
they're adding lands to it, and with the new currency that they're introducing into the game itself, the Splinter Shard, they're adding a level of governance that where the community can talk to the developers and try and change the game for the better for everyone.
Okay.
And I think that's really huge, and there's more stuff rolling out, and I really think that gaming and crypto it's a good thing, but if you're a gamer, it's a bad thing, because you might think, oh, why would I play this game if I'm not earning anything when I can play this game and earn stuff that actually has value in the real world? And so that's kind of the dilemma I'm starting to face playing all these crypto games.
it's discouraging you from playing the other games with the other friends.
I'll still play with them, but I mean, yeah, if it's for me, I want to earn something.
Gotcha. Yeah. So one thing that happened is that I stopped playing a while back because I just wasn't getting into it. And I sold mm-hmm. all my cards. But since then, they've rolled out SPS. And do you know what can you explain what SPS is?
Well, Shane, yeah, do you want to do a screen share real quick? Because then you can show folks. We're going to look at, I think we're going to look at Jordan's account, or are we going to look at your account?
I can
it
switch over to
Shane's.
The SPS.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, so at the top of the SPS management, there's a total supply, the total liquid, the total stake that people are staking, the market price, the market cap, and then the airdrop day. And so every day, Splinterlands is airdropping this SPS, the Splinter Shards, to everyone who has an in-game asset. And the amount you get is dependent on how much in-game assets you own. So that's why the market exploded, because once people realized this, they thought, I need to get more cards. I need to get more assets. I need to get more stuff. So that way I get more of the shards, which is the new cryptocurrency, the governance token.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay,
that's...
Okay, so then just so if you have more, the more tokens you have, the more say you have in the way that they design the game? Is that the idea?
Excuse me?
Is the idea that the more tokens you have, the more of a vote you have when they're asking for input from players?
I would think so. I'm not really certain on that, but if everyone has a token, then they have a voice, and that's pretty much the key to it.
Okay.
And it's connected to all these different wallets: the Tron, the Steam asset, the Ethereum asset, the Wax. The Binance Smart Chain, which is Binance Smart Chain, is trying to get into a lot of games. So mm-hmm. I would expect to see more of that. And then the Hive. The Hive has some good games also, the Hive Network.
Yeah. So just out of curiosity, what other games have you seen with the Binance Smart Chain?
Axie Infinity, which is a Pokemon-inspired type game where you get the monsters and then you fight other people. and then you can breed the monsters to make a better version of that monster.
Okay.
And
so is that something you're playing as well?
No. Okay. So I've been researching it, and it's got really popular in Indonesia like 2 or 3 weeks ago, or let's say 2 months ago. And the price to get in is skyrocketing, because I think you have to buy someone else's monster. And I think the minimum is like $600 or something.
Wow.
But you're guaranteed, I think if you went into that and you went full speed, you can make your money back easily within a month or two. But that's like a commitment.
Serious commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, it should be, I'm not a financial advisor, but it would be liquid after that. It'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but, coming back to Splinterlands, is there a community that you found on Hive where people discuss strategy and all that, or is that more or less you just kind of figured this out on your own?
I figured it out on my own. I know that there's plenty of communities and plenty of groups that would be happy to talk about strategy or communicate on how to play the game more efficiently. But I'm kind of just going at it solo, just to see what I see. And so far it's worked for me, but I'd be happy to see what we could do as a group. not everyone here, but just the community.
Yeah. Have you joined any guilds? That's one thing that I did, is I joined a guild, but it wasn't very active. So there wasn't a lot of people contributing to build it.
I've not joined a guild. I see people in guilds, but I needed to do more research because I don't see the value. I guess it's just communication, but Splinterlands is a one versus one game. There's no, unless you're going to compete in a tournament and you guys all think, okay, we could split the winnings amongst us, I guess that would be it.
So in that way, it's different than something like Heroes of the Storm or some of these other co-op games.
Yeah.
Or League of Legends.
Well, those are team-based games pretty much. You have 5v5 and you try and communicate with your teammates, and that depends on the team if they want to communicate or not.
Right. Yeah, and this one you could actually just pick somebody and do a one-on-one on Splinterlands. Or you can also do the tournaments. Otherwise, you're playing randomly against somebody who's matched up with you.
Right. Well, let's take a look at Jordan's account real quick, Shane, and that way we can take a look at some of what folks can expect.
Let me back up here.
Yeah. Probably that one in the middle there.
Okay.
Just because that's a bigger game, because the other two are kind of smaller mana costs.
So that would be one to look at?
Yeah, just because you could see how close these games sometimes get.
You're watching the replay?
Yes, sir. Yep. So this guy has a high armor value, and I have a bunch of melee up front, but thankfully I brought two mages, so they go past the armor. And so if you have a lot of armor or a lot of speed, sometimes your attacks won't hit. They might miss or might deflect entirely. And so he's hit me. I'm trying to hit him, but it's miss, or he has the shield status effect. So I do reduce damage to him. And he has a tank healer too. So every time that card takes damage, he heals. So I didn't think I would win this.
Yeah, because that's a lot of cards. It's he has more than you do.
And I'm on the top.
So you have fewer or more, actually.
Yeah, and he takes out my first monster, which is I thought I was gonna lose for sure after that. I was like, okay, maybe, but my mage just kind of pulled me through. And once I took him out, I was like, okay, I could win this. I could win. Yeah.
So when you're playing, do you actually watch the play, or do you just skip to the results
and go to the next round? I watch it. It's entertaining. I click the arrow on the right to speed it up. I do it like to three times, and that way the game just goes by and I get to see what happens. You see, it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, some of my favorite cards were the ones that were healers, and also the tanks.
Yeah,
I had one called the Mecha Goblin.
Yeah, that card, I've seen that card a lot. I've actually lost games where my last two cards would do one damage each, and then they would have a card that would heal two damage, and then it'd just be go on forever until the fatigue status would set in, and you would take one damage. And because he kept healing, my cards would die first, and I would just be like, ah, no.
Yeah. So, okay. I was curious about the SPS and your experience so far. So I'm glad that you've made a good run of this. It's pretty exciting to see somebody, you know, taking advantage of it, because like I said, I tried to get into it, but it wasn't my thing. I mean, started to figure it out towards the end, but then I thought, you know what, I'm forcing it personally because I'm not that much into it. But I could see how it could be, you know, fun to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's all types of, there's turn-based, combat cryptocurrency games. There's Axie Infinity, which is the Pokemon inspired one, and there's more games coming out. And I mean, the NFT market's starting to explode, so all these games are gonna start going crazy and wild. Yeah. I mean, the Mana Decentraland, that game is really blowing up. In fact, I read a news thing that a New York business bought a whole bunch of land in Decentraland so that way they can have their own mall in there. So wow. I mean, and all these cards are NFT. I mean, there's only a certain amount of them. So you can actually burn a card, which means to get rid of it, take it out of the game completely for everyone to get Dark Energy Crystal. And
oh, that's
so you
right,
can actually, yeah. So you can actually just buy a whole bunch of cards and then start burning them and cause chaos if you wanted to.
If you, I know another cool thing that I found was that when you combine cards to power them, to level up their powers. And I did that a few times, and I would buy extra cards, and then just, you know, if I could, I would power them up or level up. And that was handy up to a certain point, because some of them, leveling up doesn't give you anything extra, or you get like 1 point extra or whatever. So I found that about halfway was the sweet spot without spending too much money.
And you get rid of those extra cards too. You can't trade them. You can't find them. They're out of the market because you have an upgraded card now. So yeah, that's cool. At least the game is paying you back though, because even though you stop playing, you're still getting the SPS airdrops. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised about that. I didn't realize.
That's a pretty nice reward there. So Shane, do you think this is prompting you to maybe get back into Splinterlands, or are you just going to let the rewards drop?
I don't know. If I did, I probably would rent out the cards. Cause I'm, you know, I say it. It doesn't interest me that much as a game. Mm-hmm. I'm probably more going to do something different from a card game. Mm-hmm.
So, Jordan, any words of wisdom for someone who is sitting on the sidelines? They may have heard some of the news about Splinterlands. They're not quite sure what to do and why they should be involved, just from your own experience.
I mean, if you have the time and the patience, go for it. I mean, once you buy in, you're not really losing anything. Other than your time, if you see it that way. But everything's exploding right now. The NFT, all these games, all these cryptocurrency games, and you should get in while it's still low costing right now.
It's not a big investment either. The cards don't cost that much. Well, they didn't.
Well,
so I don't know.
They do now. I mean, and I would say wait for the next expansion of Splinterlands, because right now all the booster packs are sold out. It's wild.
Oh, you bring up a good question. So on the card packs, right, the value, I think you did something that was very interesting with card packs.
Yes. So every time I would buy one, at the fourth one, I would save that one. And then I bought, so then it would be one, I would open it, one, I would open it, one, I would open it. And then the fourth one, I would save it. And I thought, because it's for this season only, this could be rare. I could sell these later. Well, then when the airdrops happen, I'm actually getting 1,200 points just from holding the two card packs. Wow. And yeah, so that's a lot. That's pretty significant, considering that most legendary cards cost about, or they give you 1,000 dark energy crystal, which is the points for the airdrops. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm actually getting value just for holding these, not even opening them. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I thought. Well, I thought I'd be like, yeah, I'll sell them when the next season starts. People are like, I want this card from this season, and they might buy it for more because it was only $2 to buy the pack. If I got $8 or $10, that's a profit. I mean, yeah, it's time and money, but I thought it would be cool.
Yeah. Hey, so do you know when the next season starts?
I have no idea. I haven't researched that. I haven't looked.
They've
been working on the SPS airdrops and all that. Their coin, the governance coin. So I'm thinking it might be soon after this, but we'll see.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jordan, so much for being our resident gaming crypto content creation when it comes to gaming expert. Where can folks go to keep up with you if they want to follow you, if they want to connect with you? Where can they go?
I am on the Hive blog at Asynchronism, Asynchronism. It's a bit of a goofy name, but it works for me.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Catch you later.
All right, Shane. I have to say I understood maybe a third of everything that you guys were talking about, but I did understand that there was real value being discovered, being won, being earned there inside of Splinterlands, which is part of the Hive blockchain.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, it has been around for a couple of years, and it's just one of those underground type of things that there was a few hardcore players, you know, at the beginning, and they've been at it for a while. But it's only lately that it started to take off. Like they say, it took years to become an overnight success, but they're getting there. It's been a great game.
So when you heard about this, since you were someone who had played before, what was your thought when you heard that it was exploding?
Well, you know what? It doesn't surprise me because, as we started talking about Web 3.0, this just seems like an extension of that. So they have been the most successful project to demonstrate what's possible on a blockchain, because there's games out there that are available with Ethereum. But the problem with Ethereum is that it costs you a whole lot in transaction fees to do anything, you know, to cash out, to upgrade, to do whatever. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg versus Hive, which is transactions are free. They don't cost you anything. And so games like this are possible on Hive that would cost you a whole bunch on other platforms or other blockchains. And so these past year, 2 years on what was Steam and now Hive, it's been about demonstrating what's possible on a network that doesn't charge any fees and that the transactions are almost instant. I think it was to be expected in some regards.
It's an exciting time to be involved in the space, that's for sure. And even if I don't understand, you know, what's going on, I understand that there is a lot of ownership and value. And as you mentioned before, Shane, freedom that's happening in this space. So I'm super thrilled that we're doing these kinds of shows. We will have our guest that we were expecting joining us next week for the Crypto Content Creators Show. We're really excited about having him join us. And of course, we're continuing to learn about, you know, this space and share what we're learning and then bring on the guests so that they can share what they're learning. Even though I only understood a third of what you guys were talking about, I still feel more informed than I did before we did our show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I guess once you get into it, you'll probably catch on. So are you going to pick up some cards, you think? Give it a whirl.
You know, it might be worth it just to hold them. I'll do what Jordan did and I'll just get a card pack and
hold the packs.
Roll the dice and see what happens. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you found value in what we're doing here, we would encourage you to give us value back. And you can do that by upvoting us on Hive, by sharing what we're doing, and by spreading the word and subscribing to us on YouTube, 3Speak, Podcast Index, or anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. For the Crypto Content Creators, I'm Jennifer.
And this is Shane. We'll talk to you again next week.